Welcome to Screencast, Kind of Funnies, only entertainment-based podcast where we come together to discuss movies, TV shows, and streaming services. I am Kevin Coelho, and right there is the movie bro herself, Joey Noel.
Oh, hey, what's up?
There it is.
I'm trying to rearrange these things because I don't want to like push my laptop back and then send the orange juice.
Yeah, plenty of space. Plenty of space.
A bad idea.
You can watch us live every Friday around 11:33. Oh, man.
it's off the rails. I will say when I also fucked up the audio, I accidentally turned off the stream as well really quick.
Oh.
But we came right back. It's
sure,
all good.
Sure, yeah, sure. Yeah. I'm sure we didn't lose
that
any.
White claw got to me. You know what I'm saying?
It does that. You can watch us live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't have time to watch us live, that's perfectly all right. You can go to YouTube or Rooster Teeth and find our VOD there. If you don't want to look at my ugly mug, you can go to any of your favorite audio podcast services and find us there, because we're in all of them.
If we're not, let us know, and we'll make Tim do that.
Yeah, Tim will handle it. If you want to help support us, like David Mindtel,
the Mind Freak, stream me,
did stream as me. Patreon producer, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny and help us there. You can also go to the bronze tier and submit your answers to my titillating questions.
Titillating. Interesting choice of words there on that one, Kev.
You don't like it?
I've just literally never heard you say that.
There's a lot of words you ain't hearing me say.
Yeah, most of the time I'm okay with it.
All right. Let me see if we got any housekeeping. Oh, we do. This show is brought to you by our sponsors, Upstart, Hims, and MeUndies. But more about that later. Also, the boys are in like Canada or something.
Yeah, if look you that are up in line. Toronto, you can go to kindoffunny.com/events and maybe go see them at the X. Also, schedules on Mondays are changing.
Yeah, Monday is all weird.
Yeah, so Monday we will be doing the... Barrett, you know this.
All right, so Monday for the morning shows that we'll be streaming on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames here at 10 a.m., it'll be me and Fran doing a live react to the Stadia Connect, and then afterwards, Tim and Greg will be joining us for the Gamescom live reacts, and then after that, a regular Kind of Funny Games daily after all of that good stuff, after that with Tim and Greg. So there won't be any live We Have Cool Friends streaming here, but We Have Cool Friends with Chloe Naylor. Our first up-and-comer will be put up on youtube.com/kindoffunny at some point Monday morning.
Yes.
Well, that's exciting.
So, yeah, Stadia at 10, Gamescom Live Reaction 11, then the normal Kind of Funny Games Daily, which is probably just going to be a Gamescom wrap-up, reacts, thoughts, all that fun stuff at 12-ish. Mm-hmm. You know how we work with Tim.
Mm-hmm. Let's go into the news.
News!
Wow, changing it up on me. I was fully expecting a little different. It's Friday, claws out, champagne, man.
I really wanted everyone to open their White Claw at the same time, but then I looked over, Barrett had already opened his.
I was already fucking halfway.
No, I know, you're in there.
Yeah. This is
And Fran couldn't figure out.
Fran doesn't have, fingers don't work right.
Yeah.
This is the great example of ain't no laws when you're drinking claws. Changing it up, all the normal screencast laws on.
Yeah, you nailed it. All right, first news story, one just for Andy Cortez, a man who doesn't watch this show.
I got really excited. I thought that was going to be for me.
Do you also watch Nathan For You?
A little bit, no. I also don't look at the outline, so it's all about all surprises.
All right. All right, our first story, Nathan For You creator strikes HBO deal. Nathan Fielder will bring us his unique brand of comedy with a new one-year overall deal at HBO, which includes a documentary series that feels like kindred spirits of Nathan For You. Variety has word on Nathan Fielder's show that he won't be starring in this time. Instead, How To with John Wilson is described as a half-hour, first-person documentary series hosted by an anxious New Yorker, John Wilson, who attempts to give you everyday advice while dealing with his own personal issues.
So I know that you have conflicting feelings about Nathan For You.
It's a show that like Andy keeps saying is amazing, and he would like sat me down and had me watch two episodes, and I was like, I don't know, this just feels like too fake.
It's a very specific brand of humor, which I realize doesn't resonate with everyone, but I admit that like it's very touch and go of the ones that I like. I don't love every episode, which I think is kind of to be expected. But there's something about just the premise and you seeing these people that are just so confused, but go along with it, that it's just funny. And I feel like I haven't seen that in like a comedy show in quite some time.
For the people that don't know, Nathan For You is about, he's a consultant.
Yes.
That goes around to businesses that aren't doing super great, and he gives them really bad advice.
Yeah, on like how to fix their businesses.
Yeah.
And sometimes they take them, and then it's so weird. And you should at least give it a try if you haven't watched it yet. There's a few, like, I feel like you can find it maybe on YouTube. I feel like that's how Andy showed me, like, just specific clips of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know where it's...
There was one clip where he showed me where someone was going for an interview and, like, they had another person talking into their ear.
Uh-huh.
And, like, it just seemed like it was, like, totally not real.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where it was, like, the big joke is by the third person that was, like, in the ear, mm-hmm. it was just a turtle, I think. Which is a funny premise, but then you're seeing someone give this interview and like the interviewee is like trying, and it's just like I felt like the interviewer was fake at that point.
Mm.
And it was just like, I don't know, like if this is fully fake, that's fine, but I don't like this intermediate, like, is it a lie, is it real? There's another show Nirvana, like, the band, the show.
Very, I mean,
I think it's similar in the same, they do a bunch of like pranks.
You don't
on
know
people.
If it's real or if it's fake. Yeah. Kind, like, there's definitely parts of Nirvana Band, the show, that are scripted and mm-hmm. parts that are not.
Right.
But it's hard to figure out what that balance is. It's definitely not 50-50.
Right.
So maybe that's just Andy's brand.
It seems like it. But this show sounds like it could be a little bit more interesting if it's really just him or like the host going in like public and mm-hmm. trying to give people like advice. While also dealing with scripted, like, life issues, that could be more interesting. And there's also something about the Nathan For You where, like, the camera they use doesn't look right
to
me.
It looks super lo-fi.
Yeah, really lo-fi. So hopefully with HBO money, they can do something a little bit tighter.
Yeah. I'm going to at least give it a shot. Yeah. I'm not going to commit to watching the whole thing, but I'm excited.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Now for some less exciting news.
Oh no.
Kind of a bummer news.
Oh no.
For me personally. RoboCop Returns director Neil Blomkamp is off the project.
Oh, that sucks.
Blomkamp, I can't say his last name, tweeted that he is now off RoboCop. I'm shooting new horror/thriller and MGM can't wait/needs to reboot RoboCop now. He added, excited to watch it in theaters with other fans. I feel like Neil
Blomkamp,
not the best director, but certainly I feel like all his movies have a really cool aesthetic to him.
Yeah, he's definitely got like a established style, which I like, which I feel like vibes with RoboCop really
I think
well.
So too, yeah.
I'm bummed. I don't really care about RoboCop. That's not mm-hmm. a super my thing, but... It seems like it was a good fit and bummed that he's gone. I'll be interested to see who they get to replace him.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if it continues in production.
How far into production was it?
I'm not sure. I don't even know if they had people casted.
Mm. So still like very
early. Yeah, pretty early on. But I could be wrong. If you want to have chat open, see if anyone...
Yeah, chat... Let me know.
It's kind of a bummer. I wanted to see what that world could look like out of his eyes. Because
mm-hmm.
What he did, Elysium, District 9, and Chappie. And like all those movies have such a cool look.
Mm-hmm.
I like Elysium and District 9. I wasn't a big fan of Chappie.
I never saw Chappie. Out of that list, I think I only saw District 9.
Mm. And I feel like that's Elysium. The obvious, like that's the best one out of all of those. Like mm-hmm. I remember seeing Elysium in theaters and... the theme and the story was kind of a little ham-fisted and like on the nose and stuff.
Yeah. But the world looks so cool.
Yeah, like he is a great visual director, definitely. And then I don't think I ever even gave Chappie a chance. So yeah,
there was something about the robot had been like adopted by a family of like hoodlums and they had crazy accents.
Yeah. And
the robot had that crazy accent.
But then like the two people who like adopted him were like part of that band.
Yeah.
That weird band from whatever. I don't know. But yeah, it was a weird premise and I was definitely like,
very interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to a little bit more exciting news.
Yeah. Let's fucking go.
Ewan McGregor confirmed to sign on for Obi-Wan Kenobi series. Whoa! On Disney Plus.
When did that get confirmed?
So it got confirmed yesterday. It was rumored. Like, there was a bunch of articles coming out as a rumor, and later those articles were updated to a full confirmation.
Got it. Because, yeah, I only saw it when it was in full rumor status. Mm-hmm. And I was like, guys, let's not get too excited. Twitter, very excited about it, kept seeing a lot of GIFs. I was like, don't get your hopes up. But I guess in this case, it actually worked.
There
it
is. It's actually happening. Let's fucking go. My boy Ewan McGregor, finally coming back. Fuck yeah. So excited.
I think this is really exciting news. Prequel movies are, you know, they are what they are. But Ewan McGregor in it was awesome, I thought. And a lot of people are like, oh, he's at the right age for it to be like in between those movies.
The prequels and the...
Yeah, and it's like, it'd be really cool if it happens. And it's finally got confirmed.
That's very exciting.
There's no more information than that.
I mean...
They're keeping everything under wraps.
At least they confirmed it, and they're not leaving us in this, like, will they, won't they space for a long time.
Disney Plus is going to be a powerhouse.
I am so excited for Disney Plus.
I'm very excited.
I feel like it's going to up the bar for a lot of the other streaming services to, like, commit to doing, like, really good original content. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those, like, competition, like, rises all ships. That's two things getting put into one that is not right, but...
No, but I get what you're saying, where it's like Disney Plus being awesome is going to make other companies have to step it up, like Netflix and
Hulu.
CBS All Access.
Yeah, who just announced something else.
That's actually our next news story. Ooh. Let's jump into that one. CBS and Viacom merge. Now, this is quite a bit here, so let's... Two companies which were once joined but have spent nearly 13 years operating as separate entities are now merging once again. The deal could take months to be totally finalized, but this is a move that should give the newly named Viacom CBS a fighting chance to survive in the streaming era. Deadline brings a word about long-discussed merger, which results in what board chair Sherry Redstone, called a world-class multi-platform media organization that is well-positioned for growth in a rapidly transforming industry. The transforming industry seems to be a primary reason behind the merger because it puts brands like, and this is the important part, Paramount Pictures, CBS, Showtime, MTV, Nickelodeon, BET, VH1, Comedy Central, and Pluto TV?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, there's one more. The Paramount Network. Under the same...
Which is what the Patrick Swayze thing that we talked about last week was on.
Oh, that's right. Which no one has access to. Because, like, who has the Paramount Network?
No one.
Yeah. All under the same corporate roof. CBS already had its CBS All Access streaming services. And Showtime has its own subscription service. But the Verge says Viacom CBS will be able to offer a library of more than 140,000 TV episodes and more than 3,600 movies.
Interesting.
Including the Transformer franchise. Oh, Echo Chloe, I don't know if you're out there.
Chloe, very excited about
that. That's exciting news.
She's in the chat, I see her. Paramount Network used to be Spike TV, says Gable Kevin in the chat. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Interesting rebrand there. That's a lot of very big brands to be brought together.
One more note in here.
Okay.
It's important to note that though, that's just because a popular show aired. Oh, that just because a popular show aired on CBS doesn't mean that it will automatically belong to this newly formed conglomerate. Take The Big Bang Theory, for instance. That show's rating hit on CBS for a decade, but it is co-produced by Warner Bros. Television, and its streaming rights are currently being sought out, and I believe they have now got the rights for this show and one other one to stream on HBO Max.
This is going to be very interesting. Yeah. HBO Max plays $1.5 billion to stream all of Big Bang Theory and Two and a Half Men.
Which is a lot. That's a lot.
That is a lot of money.
But Big Bang Theory, very popular.
Which I don't really understand.
No one does.
No. I don't know. Yeah, it just is not my show.
It makes people feel smart because of the references that
I like. The first four seasons. Alcohol's kicking in. You know what I mean?
That's impressive that you've watched the first four seasons, or more than that, if you can say that you've only liked those.
Yeah, I have watched more than that.
Oh my gosh. That Oh, sitcoms for me are like very hit or miss. But that is a lot of things.
It'll that be is a lot
to
of
see
things.
How it all gets. That's what's like. It's initially I want to be really excited about this, but it's like you once it all gets broken apart, like how many of these are actually going to be able to be put onto whatever they turn potentially CBS right. All Access into.
I'm really excited in the sense that like we are now seeing all these streaming services start to like
condense,
and that's what I want, because like then we get to choose what we want, what we don't want, or you know, if our friend has access to it, maybe we share access to ours. But like we'll see how this all goes, because like Disney Plus made a big move by putting out really really like reasonable prices.
Yeah,
like I'd say shockingly low prices. Mm-hmm. And like these companies know that, so now they have to take that in consideration when they go to launch as well.
It'll be interesting, yeah, because the Disney Plus Hulu bundle I think is like what I pay now for just Hulu.
Yeah, but that does include Hulu with ads.
Yeah, so it's gonna be like a few dollars more, but even that is gonna be less.
It's cheaper than buying those two separate. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
and you get ESPN, which I don't know if you'd ever use, but
yeah, I used to have MLB Network just to watch baseball games. So depending on what's streaming on ESPN, I could potentially use it for baseball. And cut out that subscription. It all is condensing. I'm interested. I was looking, there was another show that came up on CBS All Access that kind of at least piqued my interest of like, oh, that looks interesting, maybe I'll re-up it just to watch that. But
is it the Star Trek animated show?
No.
Was it the Star Trek
Picard isn't
really
show. My thing. I know, sorry guys.
No, it's cool. It's and another interesting thing that's coming out of this, which I actually didn't include in here because I'm a dumb.
It's called Why Women Kill. It had a really cool
that sounds really familiar.
Had a cool poster.
Is that the one that's like 10
with Lucy Liu
vignettes with different people? Or
I think so. Okay. I don't know anything other than somebody on Twitter posted the like poster, and it's like a very like glam 1950s housewife pulling out like a cookie sheet out of the oven, but instead of cookies, it's a gun. And it looks really cool.
this merger also now unifies the Mission Impossible movies with the Mission Impossible show. So we might get a Mission Impossible show at some point that is made by the people that worked on the movies.
Interesting.
And one more. Shoot, now I'm forgetting what it was. Oh, Star Trek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where it's Discovery and
Picard.
That universe like isn't with J.J. Abrams kind of universe. Mm. They have to stay separate because they're owned by two different entities, and now they're not going to be anymore. So maybe we get a little cross here and there. And I know that technically it's in a different universe, but now that they've jumped forward, we don't know what's going on. Maybe, you know?
Mm.
So this is exciting news. I'm sure that we'll hear articles saying that people are losing their jobs, because like that's what happens when these big mergers happen also.
Yeah.
But they also consolidate streaming services, which we all use on our day-to-day.
Yeah. You know?
So good news, bad news. We'll see as more comes out. Yeah.
Hmm. I'm cautiously excited.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
You're cautiously excited, all right?
Yeah.
I think it's time we talk about some trailers we're excited about.
Woo! There are a lot. I would like to start this trailer talk thing with one that we're not going to talk about today. But last week when we
I should have included it. I messed up. I wish you were here a little earlier.
And we could have talked about it. So last week when we were going through our like most anticipated movies for the rest of the year list, we got to Little Women and I was like, man, I don't care about Little Women at all. Don't care. Read the book. Watched like the old movie. Then I watched the new trailer. Holy shit. Very excited. Totally forgot that Greta Gerwig is directing this from Lady Bird, which I love.
Uh-huh.
Saoirse Ronan back in it. Emma Watson in it. Florence Pugh from Midsommar in it. Timothy Chalamet in it. Meryl Streep. And then Laura Dern is the mom. Holy crap. What a stacked cast.
That's the thing. The trailer I didn't find entertaining at all. I was just like,
do you care? Did you read or watch the other Little Women?
No. But like, as the trailer kept going, I kept being like, oh man, everyone like that is like a popular young female star seems to be
in
there.
It's like an A24 Big Little Lies crossover, essentially, is what it is. I'm really excited for it, seeing how they like cast it and even like getting little hints at the characters. I'm like, oh.
Is the story interesting?
Yeah, it's very much like a family of sisters, and it's kind of, it's I think, well, I haven't watched it in a while, but Pride and Prejudice-ish in the sense that, like, there are these societal expectations that they have for women, and there are some that are like, no, I don't want to do that. And it's just, like, that kind of internal struggle kind of stuff. Mm. But it's younger siblings versus, I don't know, I don't really remember Pride and Prejudice that much of age-wise, but interesting. It looks
that cast has my attention.
It's a lot of, yeah. And it's like, I feel like a good mix of established and up and comers,
mm-hmm, yeah,
to kind of pair together. But
like even the up and comers, I feel like
they're pretty established.
I can't say her name.
Saoirse, I think is how you say it.
Like she's a great actress, and like yeah. her in Lady Bird was amazing.
Lady Bird's
so,
really good. If yeah. you haven't seen Brooklyn, I highly, highly recommend Brooklyn.
Is that a TV show? TV show?
No, it was another movie. It came out like probably 2016. It's about, she's a, I think an Irish immigrant coming over to America. And it's just like kind of like a slice of life story about like her coming, immigrating and stuff like
but
that.
But this is like a long time ago, right?
Yeah, yeah. This is like early 1900s. And I don't normally like period pieces.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot from you. Thing.
I know. But Brooklyn was one of my biggest surprises of whatever year that came out of like, wow, I really like this. And that's
it came
how
out
she got
in
on
in
2015. So yeah, quite a while ago.
Yeah, a little while ago.
But you should watch it. I think it was on streaming stuff at one point.
All right, moving on to trailers that we told people we were watching. The first one, Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance, got a longer trailer. A little too long for my taste, but man, the visuals on it look crazy. I've never watched Dark Crystal.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I might remember.
Fucking movie.
No, but I there was a bunch of like my dad collected movies, and so I've seen a lot of movies, and like there's just some movies that didn't like resonate. I know this one's a weird one, but I also don't remember Never Ending Story, and I'm sure I've watched all of them.
Oh, I guarantee.
I feel like that's in that same weird.
Have you ever
like,
seen Labyrinth?
I think I have, but I don't remember any of
them. They all kind of have that same aesthetic.
Dark, creepy aesthetic.
Yeah. They made real scary kids movies.
Yeah, they really did. When like Nick was growing up.
Upsetting. Yeah.
And it's just like, I get why he's so weird and off.
And like the Wizard of Oz movie with like the wheelies and the queen that has all the heads in the jars. Like,
yeah, that's the second one, right?
I think it's Return to Oz.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. I don't know if it's, I don't think it's a direct sequel. I don't know.
I think it's based off the second book. But yeah,
definitely
terrifying.
Possible. Yeah, all of these are really creepy. We talked about Nick was singing the Never Ending Story song a lot yesterday.
So much. At one point, he played the song in his car.
But he played the Stranger Things version,
that's
not
right.
the real version,
yeah.
And that was weird. But and
Barrett,
then,
I think the doorbell just went off.
Yeah, the second one.
Oh, is he?
Okay, has like the lake made of acid that you're supposed to be scared. Like traumatizing childhoods.
Yeah.
I would imagine that you've probably seen it then. Because I feel like Dark Crystal was a big deal.
I think I have, and I remember the VHS box, which is a good indicator.
Yeah.
But like this trailer makes me want to go back and watch it.
Interesting.
It's a prequel show, I believe. So
I guess we can find out.
I don't know if I want to wait, watch it afterwards.
I feel like you should watch it beforehand. Before.
Yeah, I feel you're right. Like I'll probably get more out of it. It doesn't look like there's too many like any humans in this.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
In general, I'm team release order versus sequence order whenever you're watching stuff of like I feel
that's
like
always
that's
a good call to go
to
yeah
do.
Yeah absolutely
even though the story might not make as much sense as if you watch it the other way, it's like nah, this is the way that they came out, this is the way you should watch them.
So are you interested at all?
I just don't care about fantasy stuff to enough of a degree to care about this. It looks really cool,
yeah,
it seems cool, but I just know that this is not at all up my alley.
Okay.
Just not my thing. If you guys all are like, this is the best thing I've watched all year, then like maybe I'll give it a shot. But even
maybe.
That, even that, I just, it's one of those things where it's like, I know that that's not my genre.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather watch other things that I know are in my genre.
I'm really interested to watch it to see the style, because there were some moments where the puppets were talking and it's like, this looks really weird because their mouths aren't moving the way I like think they're supposed to be. but I don't know. I definitely want to see more of this world.
Yeah.
That being said, trailer way too long. Could have been.
I feel like we've had a lot of trailers for
much
Dark Crystal,
shorter.
And we're kind of getting to the point where it's like, do we need to see any more? Do we just want the show?
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know that you're building more hype by showing more things as much as you're just giving stuff away.
Yeah. I also hope they do like a behind the scenes documentary.
That would be
that
I would
be
watch
awesome.
Without watching the show, just because.
Watching how that world gets
stuff
put together,
technological combination.
The next trailer, one that I'm very excited about.
Okay.
Dolomite is my name.
Interesting.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah. Netflix has been putting out some like very different movies, which I appreciate. I feel like I'll watch it. I really like Eddie Murphy. And I like that this is like kind of behind the scenes social commentary. We were talking earlier when I was watching the trailer. I was like, what was the
Blaxploitation? Yeah.
I was like, I don't think I know what that is. So I was looking up. I was like, oh, now I understand. Of like, because you would ask me, have you ever seen Blaxploitation films? I was like, I don't think so. And then looking through the list, I'm like, oh, I totally understand this and have like Shaft and all of that like very like 1970s vibe.
There was a really, really phenomenal movie that came out. I want to say like 5 or 6 years ago. I think it was just called Dynamite. But I could be wrong. Where it was like making fun of those movies, and it did such an amazing job that like it got me interested in that genre, and it's so cool to see like
definitely not called Dynamite.
What was it called?
Dynamite is a 2015 action romance movie going on a date with a kidnapped woman and tries to convince the police.
That's not right at all. That's not right. Let me see the chat real quick. Let me see if they got it. Because it is just
Black Dynamite.
Black Dynamite. There it is. And it is phenomenal. Where like one of my favorite shots in the movie, there's actually two that I want to talk about, where it's like the mic comes into the frame and everyone just kind of looks at it for a second, looks away and it goes away and they just continue.
Yeah.
And it's so like, it's spoofing on that genre in the best way. And then there's another scene where the Black Dynamite hits someone like, and like the dude, like he hits him, like he slaps him in the face, and the dude like reacts, like gets mad, and then it's just a cut, and it's a totally different dude. And it's just, it like that genre is interesting because so many of those movies are bad but like fun.
Yeah.
And to see Eddie Murphy do this role,
and he hasn't been anything in like quite some time,
and he hasn't been in anything good in quite some time.
Yeah, his last IMDb credit is 2016. And that was for Mr. Church, which I have not seen.
Well, I no.
The only thing, a lot of like weird Shrek things.
Yeah, yeah.
The Beverly Hills Cop TV movie, which I don't remember being good.
I don't even remember that happening.
Yeah. I'm excited for Beverly Hills Cop 4, though. Imagine That is kind of like the only big one, Tower Heist. And that's even going back to 2011, 2019.
I mean, he's been quiet for a while.
Yeah.
And this seems like, although this is going to be a fun movie, I think it's going to have very serious moments
because
it's the story of Dolomite and him like starting that genre.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting thing that like I'd love to see the behind the scenes on that. So very, very interested for this movie.
I think it's interesting that Netflix is doing so many of these movies that are like, we're releasing it digitally, but then also doing limited theater run.
Well, they have to do the limited theater run for Oscar nominations.
Yeah. But I kind of like that, where it's like, if you want to see it in theaters.
Is this a movie you think you'd see in theaters if it comes to like Kabuki?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Cool. Tight.
Movie Bros. I like Eddie Murphy a lot.
Right.
Movie Bros.
There it is. All right. Let's move on to our next trailer.
Okay.
Low Tide.
Man. Okay. So Kevin sends us the trailers every morning. Every Friday morning. So I clicked on this one, looked at it. It opens with like a very like dark, spooky house that like kids are crawling into. And I'm like, oh, I'm super in. And then I scroll down. It's an A24 on the A24 YouTube channel. I'm like, dang it. They do so many good things. I just feel like the Venn diagram between Joey movies and A24 movies is like almost a perfect circle. It has the kid from Stranger Things.
Yeah. It looks
really good. I'm always into like these like thriller kind of type movies, and especially when they're like kids and they're like a little bit darker, and
the concept seems so cool. It's like these kids, they're going to steal stuff. One kid finds like gold coins,
yeah,
but like gets ditched by his friends, and so he's like, why am I gonna tell them about it? He just buries it.
Yeah.
And then now they're dealing with the money, and they're dealing with this kid who looks to be like a crazy person.
I don't even think he's a kid. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. They're getting old. But like, you know, they're kids
in
their mind.
I think it's like kids and older brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks really good. It looks dark and complicated.
Definitely a movie. Who was the actor in that? He was in that movie, Call Me By My Name, I think.
Call Me By Your Name?
Yeah, it's whatever.
No. What's the thing called again? I forgot. The trailer.
Low Tide.
Low Tide.
But this looks like an awesome thriller, and that kid is a great actor.
Yeah. I'm very excited.
Something Charlemagne?
No? Oh, Timothy Chalamet or something like that?
I don't think
he's in it.
No, that's not him?
No, Timothy Chalamet was in the...
Oh, you're right.
Pretty Women one.
Yeah. No, that's the kid. It's the kid from It. That's who I'm thinking.
Yeah, Jaden Martell, maybe? I'm looking it up on IMDb. Yeah, Jaden Martell.
Man, that White Claw just comes in. gets in there good. Although I just had two of them, so that was the issue.
Is there more?
I think that was all of them.
Damn. There might be one more.
Okay.
Check it out.
There might be one more.
He was also in Masters of Sex, which I meant to watch.
I'm about to talk about the next trailer. Just wait 2 seconds, then you can go.
Where's the next trailer? That's all I have.
Oh, I know. Sorry. We added two more because Joey wanted to talk about our next trailer, Last Christmas.
Oh, boy, guys. I'm so excited. I'm going to say Last Christmas looks like a very generic rom-com, but mm-hmm. it's set during Christmas, which I love. So
it does win some points in my book for that.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a better version of the Hallmark movies, which I already love.
Uh-huh. And it's so exciting. Is this a Netflix movie?
No, this is wide release.
Oh, it's a wide release movie? Yeah. Oh.
I keep getting it confused with Noel, which is the Disney Plus Christmas movie that I think is Anna Kendrick and Bill Hader that they keep teasing.
I don't think I've seen anything about this.
All they've ever put out was a like screenshot of like the title card. And
he got
it
another
just
can.
Says last Christmas.
Yeah.
And then Cameron Kennedy was, or Wait, no, it says Noel. Noel. And then Cameron Kennedy was nice enough to Photoshop it. So it says Noel the way I spell it. And it's really cool. So yeah, it's Emilia Clarke and Henry Golding, who's been in, Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes.
And then the crazy movie with Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively.
A Simple Favor,
yeah.
That movie was crazy.
So good.
The ending, I feel like, comes out of nowhere, and it's just like, oh, that's
what
weird.
What is happening? Yeah.
I think that's on Netflix.
It looks pretty... I mean, it's one of those things where, like, you watch the trailer, you're like, there's a twist somewhere, and it's just figuring out kind of what it is. But the fact that
they tell you...
But they don't. You don't know. There's another twist for sure. Of like,
you think so? You think he's dying?
I think either he's like an angel, or he's.
I hope
death,
that's not it.
Or
then,
like,
then they've gone. I have like full blown Hallmark.
I have a theory. I don't know if I want to put this out there because I don't really want to like ruin it for people.
I want to hear your theory though. I'm excited.
I can tell you later. Of like what I think the twist is. But the fact that at the end they throw in the thing that's like based on or including music by George Michael. And they play Last Christmas, and I feel like they play Freedom, and they play a couple other songs of like, shoot, are we getting a George Michael Christmas movie? I'm very excited. I like all of these things.
Yeah, I watched the trailer, and I was like, I don't know if I want to watch this movie. But that's how I felt about, what was that other movie recently with the two comedians?
Oh, yeah, Long Shot?
No, God, I knew that one was going to be good.
Oh, really?
I didn't know it was going to be that good. No, where they, Ali Wong is in it.
Oh, yeah.
And
Russell Park.
And, Randall Park.
Always Be My Maybe.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I don't know if I'm going to like it. And I think I liked it more than I thought I was going to. Still wasn't great.
Yeah. Now, I think this is going to be better than that.
Do we get a release date on this?
It's somewhere around Christmas.
All right. Movie Bros going to go check this one out, too?
Oh, no. Actually, it's even earlier. It's November 8th.
Well,
hell yeah.
That's too early.
I mean, I agree.
For a Christmas movie.
But you have to like balance it between you don't want it to be a thing like this is even early for Thanksgiving movies.
I feel like December, like first week of December would have been perfect for this.
But they're probably trying to get out of the Star Wars.
Yeah, but that's like the second week of December, I believe.
But I also don't think you want to put your movie out the week before
that's
Star Wars.
That's true.
And Cats, you know, gonna
yeah,
be a big deal.
That's going to be a big deal. Cats. We'll see.
So yeah, I'm very excited about this. I like Emilia Clarke. Do I like Emilia Clarke? Maybe I don't think I do. I don't love her in Solo.
I don't like Emilia Clarke, and it like I feel bad saying that because I
do you
met
like
her
in
point.
Game of Thrones?
I feel like her tone is so much like yelling and I'm angry the whole time. And I just in every other movie I've seen her in, I'm always like, you're not great. Not great.
Yeah. I didn't love her in Solo. And I don't really watch Game of Thrones. And those are my two touchstones
That's
for her.
That's wild you don't watch Game of Thrones. Let's
it's
leave
that
alone.
It's all that fantasy stuff that I just am
I
not
guess.
Really in. Ooh, interesting. So it's directed by Paul Feig, which who I like.
Do you?
Yeah.
Didn't he do the Ghostbusters?
Yeah, but he also did like Bridesmaids and stuff.
Yeah, I hear that's good, but I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's great.
I mean, I believe
you've
you guys.
Never seen Bridesmaids?
I've never seen Bridesmaids.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah, that's a great one.
I want to.
Super controversial, I think. A lot of people, like,
I've heard
I'm
a
looking
lot of
at the
things.
Chat to see what's going on. Oh, yeah, people, Anthony on Caprica is also mentioning that she was in Terminator Genesis. Which
yeah.
But Kevin, here's to resell you on it. You were talking about A Simple Favor. He also directed A Simple Favor.
Did he?
Yeah.
Not a movie that I think was directed well.
He's also in The Heat, which is Nick Scarpino's favorite movie of all time.
In Spy.
Yeah, let's go with
it's
that.
It's very touch and go. Let's just say that.
God, Makuga.
So, oh, I think he was attached to Someone Great, which was a Netflix movie that I really liked as well.
Oh, is that the Gina one where Rodriguez, her boyfriend leaves her?
Yeah,
and
with
she...
Lakeith Stanfield.
Oh.
Speaking of Lakeith Stanfield, tiny, tiny Joey way. We saw the trailer for Knives Out again yesterday before.
That movie looks great.
That movie looks so good. I'm so excited for that.
Rian Johnson. Great director.
Holla.
You know what the upsetting thing is? I really like Rian Johnson's directing for most films. There has been one exception. Let's not discuss that further.
Last Jedi, great movie.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Next.
Last trailer we will be talking about today. The Death of Dick Long.
What a weird ass trailer. It's going to be a weird movie.
This looks like it's going to be a weird, very somewhere between like funny and super dark.
That's why I think it's going to be like a Fargo-ish kind of movie.
I agree. Yeah.
Of course, another movie that I scrolled in, I was like, oh, this is another A24 one.
Yeah. A24, man.
Putting out some good stuff.
Yeah.
Bye, Andrea. Thanks for the champagne.
They're doing a fantastic job producing or paying for movies.
Yeah, distributing whatever involvement that they have. It is an interesting premise. If you didn't watch the trailer, it's these three friends that are all like hanging out, getting drunk.
And they're four.
Four?
Three at the end by like halfway.
I lose track. And then one of the guys gets hurt and they take him to the emergency room and they leave him outside and then they wake up the next
morning.
Which
is what you're supposed to do when your friend gets hurt.
They're
you know?
Like,
they're playing with like guns and fireworks, yeah. It looks like.
And I'm sure probably super drunk, probably on some sort of drug. And they're like, we shouldn't be. We're just going to drop him.
That's what you do.
And they wake up the next morning. Everyone's
you don't
like,
get arrested.
Holy shit. They dropped off this guy that was been murdered was dropped off in front of the ER. And they're like, we didn't murder him. Like he got hurt and we dropped him off. And then it turns out he died, which you can tell also by the title.
Yeah.
But going through like the whole process after that of like, fuck, we didn't mean to kill him.
Yeah. Our car is covered in blood. What do we do?
And all the sheriffs and stuff like that start to become involved and like trying to figure out the stories to tell their friends and family and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it is like very dark humor, which I'm so into.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. This looks like it's going to be a really interesting movie too. So I can't wait for that to happen.
Cameron Ken also in the chat saying, I'm seeing The Lighthouse during it for sure.
He's what now?
Seeing The Lighthouse, another A24 one. Uh-huh. The like super black and white.
Oh, yeah. That's the one with Robert Pattinson. And one more super actor.
Super actor.
What's his name?
Green Goblin? Green Goblin.
Yeah, Green Goblin, original Spider-Man's.
Why can I not think of his name?
Give me a second. It's something. Willem Dafoe.
There we go. You just read the chat. I saw you read the chat.
I pulled up the wiki.
I also told Kevin last night that I want to go back and start watching all of the good Robert Pattinson movies that I know that I've missed.
I do too. Barry, can you pull up Robert Pattinson's IMDb?
I'm on it, dude.
There it is. Because there's one that either came out recently that I really wanted to see.
Good Time.
Or it already came out. Good Times?
Good Time. That was like the one where...
No. Yeah. I've heard from everyone that's... Why would you pull up the
I was already on Wikipedia, man.
How did you get all the way down to the bottom?
I don't know.
It's fine. Scroll up to the last movie he made because I think that's not. Oh,
High Life.
I think it's High Life. Yeah, it is High Life. When did that come out?
It's like him with a kid. Yeah.
Yeah, it's another A24 release. Released
April 5th in the US.
Oh, that's probably on streaming service.
Good Time is the kind of like weird. Brian and Max from IGN like loved this movie and they equated it to GTA, but a movie.
So. That's a good way to sell it.
Yeah.
I want to dive deeper into like because when we talked a lot of shit about him when
Batman.
Yeah when they were talking about him being possibly Batman, the comments let me know that he's a much better actor than we were.
Yeah.
and I'm willing to give him another shot.
I really do. So I'm going to start putting those on my list. Still haven't forgotten that I also said that I wanted to watch Atlanta. That's also on my list.
Oh, yes.
I had a busy weekend last weekend, though, which we'll get to
momentarily. Eventually. But first, let's do some ads.
Okay.
Our first ad is from Upstart. As most of us have found out the hard way, getting into debt is easy. Getting out is hard, especially if your FICO score isn't great. Thankfully, now there's Upstart.com, the revolutionary lending platform that knows you're more than just your credit score and offers smarter interest rates to help you pay off high interest rate credit card debt. We all know people that have had issues with credit cards, like Tim's unnamed friend who accumulated and took years to pay off his credit card debt. This would have been very helpful for him. Fran, when he was doing his ad, was great. Like, credit is such an important thing, and certainly building a good credit score is really important too. You need to buy a house, you need to buy a car, you need to buy small things also. You have to be smart about that, and not a lot of people learn how to do that right. But that's why we now have Upstart. Upstart goes beyond the traditional FICO score when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education, job history, in the form of a smarter interest rate. Upstart believes you're more than just your credit score. They believe in you, and they understand that. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rates in just a few minutes without affecting your credit score. The best part, once the loan is approved, most people get their funds the very next business day. The very next day. Over 200,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards, student loans, fund their weddings, or to make a large purchase. Free yourself from your burden, from the burden of high interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. See why Upstart is ranked number one in the in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot, and hurry to upstart.com/morning to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes and won't affect your credit. That's upstart.com/morning. Our next ad today, Hims. Summertime is here. While you may be breaking out that baseball cap for a day at the beach or the ballpark, if you're wearing it to hide your thinning hair, you may not have to do anymore. You may not have to do that anymore. Don't sweat the hair loss this summer. Do something now while you still can. 66% of men start to lose their hair by age 35. Why do guys turn to weird solutions or do nothing when they can turn to medicine and science? For Hims is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men. Hims connects you to real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. Prescriptions, solutions backed by science. Look, it's easy to sign up and do it. I watched Nick take pictures of his head at the airport and send it over to a doctor to get it evaluated. And was he having a lot of fun doing it? Yes. Will you? I'm not sure, but it's easy to do because if Nick could do it, I'm sure that you can. Andy loves the gummies. Nick steals them all the time. That's an ongoing problem. We're looking for a solution. If anyone has any good ideas, tweet at us.
We should just put all of Andy's gummies in like a safe lock deposit box thing.
Nick, so the like thing about the gummies, while they also help with your hair, they are also delicious.
Should we just get Nick a bottle of gummies on it, like a placebo bottle?
He'll know. He'll know.
And I was going to say, the safety deposit box, like Andy will probably forget about it and then get lost trying to find it, you know?
Stop worrying out. Stop worrying about sunblock on the spots of thinning hair and do something to help stop hair loss and help promote hair growth. Our listeners get a trial month of 4 Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details and safety information. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/KFMS. That's FORHIMS.com/KFMS. 4hims.com/KFMS. And our last ad for the day, Me Undies. MeUndies is here to change your underwear. Not literally, but it's here to change the way you think about it. They believe undies shouldn't take themselves too seriously. They believe undies should be soft, fit every booty like it was made for every booty, and offer fun patterns that give you the freedom to express yourself. MeUndies also believes that every woman should have the freedom to wear whatever cut they want, in whatever color they want, and whatever size they want. So ladies, rejoice. The Feel Free collection is here. MeUndies size tested these 5 new silhouettes on every body type with an ultra soft feather light waistband that provide zero restrictions. These undies will be the best thing that has ever been on your body, offered in sizes extra small to 4XL. The new Feel Free collection offers an ultra soft waistband that might, oh no, I double printed that, I guess. New prints drop every Tuesday, so undie exhaustion be gone. I'm wearing my camo print. Oh, I wrote that, and it's my experience right now, and it really caught me off guard. I'm wearing my camo print.
Like,
I'm wearing my camo print right now, and they're my favorite, because I can feel like I can be sneaky in them, and they're so soft.
I'm very excited. Yeah. My MeUndies get here on Tuesday.
That's very exciting.
I ordered them.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
Beat me down.
I can't
on that one.
Wait for you to join this experience, because I fought it too, Joey. I was like, nah, there's no way. There's no way they're this good, and they are. They don't just have undies, people. They also have great, super soft and comfy onesies and loungewear, perfect for, well, lounging. The onesies are my favorite, and they really are. I love wearing them. I wear them with my MeUndies underwear on, and boy, is it comfortable. It's the most comfortable way to live. MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. This is a no-brainer, especially because they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. To get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guaranteed, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning.
You did a really good job that time.
I was trying so hard.
You did a really
I'm not
good
gonna
job.
Lie. I felt the alcohol. I felt it real hard.
Maybe that's
is that
what
just
you need,
what
man.
We need to do is Kevin give me a little needs drop. To drink before every episode.
Woo! All right. Now let's do our big topic today.
Ooh.
Big topic.
What is
and our
it?
Big topic is what we watched this week.
Oh, man.
Because we watched some great stuff, and I want to talk about it.
Woo!
First, let's start with Glow.
Yes. Okay.
Season 3.
So even going back, I had never watched Glow before
Whoa!
Last Friday.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, because at that point I hadn't, when it first came out, what, a couple of years ago now? I didn't really care about wrestling. I was like, this looks fine, but like, I don't care. And then you guys beat me down working in this office. Like, wrestling's cool. And I'm like, oh yeah, it is. So I started watching
it. I mean,
it
is cool. It's so much fun going to
Once
like
I got
WWE stuff.
Past of like, it's not really about the wrestling as much
no,
as
it's just
about
a,
like,
it's a soap
the
opera,
characters
yeah.
and all that stuff. Yeah. Of like, Tim and I have talked about how like The Bachelor and like wrestling aren't that different. that's what sold me on it.
Yeah.
It is about these characters and like the conflict and relationships and stuff. I was blown away by how much I liked it. I watched all of season 1 and 2 and like on Friday and Saturday, and then I started season 3 on Sunday. I'm still not finished with it. I still have the last 2 episodes to watch. But the like everything about it is really cool. Of just like the time period, I hadn't realized until Greg talked about it, I think on the podcast this week, that it was based on like a real thing.
Neither had I, and I had watched 2 seasons
characters.
Of it.
Yeah. So I'm excited to go back and watch that
the
documentary about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the characters I think are really good. Allison Brie, I always want to call her Allison Williams, but it's the other one. I really like her arc through all of it. And then Betty Gilpin, I think, is also excellent. Who I don't
which
know from
which one's Betty Gilpin?
She's the
blonde lady.
Yeah, the Liberty Bell.
Yeah,
I don't know. Is she has she been in other stuff or is this her really only thing?
I have no idea. I've never heard of her name before. Right now.
I'm sure she's been in. She was in Nurse Jackie. It was supposed to be in The Hunt before they canceled it.
That just got canceled, right?
Yeah. A Dog's Journey, which I didn't see because it would make me cry. Isn't It Romantic, which I watched and I don't remember her in, but I don't remember a lot about that movie. Stuber, The Grudge.
Which I tried to get you to go watch last week.
Yeah.
Arvel in the chat says she's in Community.
Oh, is she? Interesting.
That's what
Arvel says. She's not talking about Alison Brie? Well.
Oh.
Because Alison Brie's definitely in Community.
Yeah, I think that's...
Arvel is referencing Alison Brie, sorry.
Okay, yeah.
And, yeah.
Alison Brie's, like, this role is so different than the one she had in Community, and she, like, drastically changed her body. I mean, she was not, at, like, she seemed very fit, like, but now she's, like, real small.
Yeah. You gotta be, like, athletic looking and stuff like that. I used to watch Private Practice, which was like a spinoff of Grey's Anatomy. Uh-huh. One of the main characters from that is in there, so I was really excited when he popped up.
Who is he?
He's Bash, the producer guy.
I enjoy Bash so much.
I like that he's in so much of season three.
I like that he's so much in season three, but I don't necessarily like what they're doing with the character, because I feel like, and without going into spoilers, what has happened in the later end of that season kind of comes out of nowhere, and I feel like there wasn't any buildup in season one and two to make that like seem true.
And I didn't really know that that was even an option of things for him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was very interesting. But I don't know. I'm excited to finish the last two episodes to see kind of where everything lands, because I have some... questionable things. Maybe next week we'll do like a super deep dive into Glow, because like Tim will be back.
Yeah. He's watched it. I think Nick has watched it too. Yeah. And earlier on the KF podcast, it might have been in the pre-show, maybe it was during the I can't remember exactly where, Nick was talking about it and he had only seen the first couple episodes and he was like, it's kind of boring.
But we
and
talked
I don't
at
like
lunch
that
yesterday
much.
Yeah, and he was like, oh yeah, you just need to keep watching.
Yeah, it got much better. And that's the thing. I totally disagree. I feel like the first like four episodes is all like high school drama of all these people living together.
Or, well,
like,
it does seem like people that are just living on their own for the first time. And it's like, now you have access to like this casino Vegas, like party lifestyle that they weren't used to in LA.
Yeah.
Cause they were living the like actor grind is what it seemed like. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I have some of the character things I'm not like super thrilled with towards the end of it, but I also haven't finished it. So it could,
save me. I also have two episodes left. And I'm very stoked.
Yeah.
Because it's been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love it.
Now let's talk about a movie that we watched yesterday. One, The Peanut Butter Falcon.
So this, I knew nothing going into this movie except for the fact that Shia LaBeouf was in it and Josh McCuga could not stop talking about it when he came to visit
a few weeks ago. Yeah, he came by 2 weeks ago and was like, have you guys watched this movie yet? And I was like, I haven't even heard of it.
He lives a different life though in LA.
He absolutely does. Yeah. But
we
that's
were
the thing.
Watching trailers for, I don't remember what movie in the theater
Honey
yesterday.
Honey Boy. No.
And it had like a Collider tagline on it as like an endorsement. And I was like, oh, I wonder if that's John.
Really?
I'm like, I forget that they're so like plugged into
that.
Yeah. Holy crap though. I hadn't watched the trailer. I didn't know who was in it other than Shia LaBeouf. And I knew nothing about the plot.
I was in the same exact boat.
Exactly how I recommend you go see it. Because it was such like a surprising...
I mean, I think if you've seen the trailer, I don't think that like... That just... It like... It's,
I feel like it added to the experience.
It definitely added to the experience going in there totally blind. Just being like, I hear this is a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And like, man, what a phenomenal film.
I feel like it instantly shot up into my top three for the year of like Endgame,
I don't disagree with
The Farewell, and Peanut Butter Falcon.
Fuck.
I haven't... This movie, in some way, and I don't really know what the tie is with my brain, reminds me of The Way, Way Back. It's a movie that came out probably 2013 with Sam Rockwell. It has like Steve Carell as a side character and Maya Rudolph. It's another really good movie that I recommend you watch. But there's something about like the camaraderie kind of aspect of it. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I think it's a really accessible movie too. Like it's not like super, super artsy. I think that it appeals to a wide audience as well.
Yeah, actually, after we left the movie theaters, I drove to like Hayward and back. And like on my drive there, I called my mom. We talked for a little bit. And I was like, hey, I think I want you to go watch this movie. Like we should plan like a date so we can go take you to watch it.
Oh, cute. But
it's just such a good movie that it's like, I think she'll really, really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I don't think she'll ever see it if like, I don't want to make it. Also, I want to help support it. Like,
it's on a very limited release right now. I think it comes out to a wider release hopefully soon. Because we've been looking for it since Josh told us about it. And this is the first week that it's actually been in theaters.
Yeah. When the trailer, I watched the trailer some point last week and I watched it with Nick as well. And after that, I was trying to look for showtimes. And before it even came to Kabuki, it was playing for like one showtime at the Embarcadero Theater, which is like,
yeah, that theater sucks.
That was the place where I had to go see
Flower,
Last Black Man.
Sorry to Bother You, because that was the only place that was playing Sorry to Bother You for a while. And so, but it was playing one day at like 9 p.m. and I was like, I don't really feel like going tonight. And then the next day it was like gone. And the closest place, I think, was like a 30-minute drive like outside of San Francisco. I was like, fuck. So it's cool now that it's now at Kabuki. I kind of want to really go see it this weekend.
See, you saying that means like I should probably get really on top of it. I don't know how long it's going to be in the
Kabuki
Theater.
I feel like that's going to be a pretty short release window, probably, because that's just how it is with all of these artsy movies.
We're definitely lucky with Kabuki, though, because I feel like they support these type of movies a little longer than usual. So,
yeah, because it was like really art housey before AMC bought it anyways.
Yeah.
It has 4 showings today, which makes me
hopeful.
Yeah, hopeful that I'll see.
That's a good amount.
This is a movie that I would see again in theaters because I liked it so much.
That's the thing. Like, we walked out, and like as I was walking out, I was like, holy shit, that was one of the best movies I've seen in a long time. And some random lady was like, you're right.
That never happens.
Never.
Wow.
Like, I feel like in San Francisco, people keep to themselves and like don't interact in conversation like that ever. I was like, damn, that girl was like really into it. Yeah. She was like, said that.
And it was what an experience it was to go watch it totally blind without knowing anything about it.
So at the Embarcadero Center Cinema, it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, wow. A lot of screenings.
Oh, interesting.
10 screenings today.
That's weird.
Wild.
That's wild. But this movie, it's criminally like under. Like, I haven't heard anything about it at all.
I feel like I follow like a good amount of people that talk about movie stuff on Twitter, and Josh is the only one I've heard talk about it so far.
Yeah, the only place I saw like anything for it after Josh told us about it was in like some supercut that had a bunch of Shia LaBeouf stuff.
Huh.
And there was like a small clip from it. I was like, oh, I think that's and that's why why I found out that that he's in it. Because it was also it had Honey Boy stuff in it, which also looks like a movie that I'm very ready to see. Oh damn, I should have included that trailer.
Oh, yeah,
we didn't talk about that yet.
We didn't talk about it last week because I think it, or maybe we did.
I feel like we
did. No, we did.
We did? All right, great. It's all taken care of.
It's all a blur.
But there's showtimes on Sunday, Joey. I know we had plans with some friends on Sunday maybe to go see a movie.
Well, we should change that to go see Peanut Butter Falcon.
I'm pitching to see this.
I feel like
I'm very down to
Ben
do
and
that.
Belinda would also very much like this.
Fuck yeah. Let's go.
It's a movie that's like super heartwarming, very funny, and it has tense moments that like there was a moment in the middle of the movie where I was like on the edge of my seat, like where oh my god, is like something bad about to happen?
Yeah, and you'll have to watch the movie to find out. I had only ever seen Dakota Johnson in Fifty Shades of Grey. Which I was like, she's very fine in that, and I feel like I kind of felt similarly about her as I did about Emilia Clarke, and then I saw this and I was like, oh man, no, she's got it.
Yeah.
She's got the Melanie Griffith and who's her dad? Don Johnson.
Oh,
do you know him? He's from the '80s.
You wanna look him up for me?
Yeah. Let
me
see. What was he in? Don Johnson. Was he in Miami Vice?
The three.
Oh, he's in a bunch of things.
Yeah, he was in Miami Vice.
They also had that old man from Once Upon a Time in
Hollywood.
Remember the old dude that's in the like cabin?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's in like a bunch of random things.
Interesting. I didn't put it together that was
the
same
guy. He was his roommate.
Guy.
Don Johnson is in
Miami Vice.
But also Django Unchained.
Is he the old man that gets shot? Wait, no, that's the same old man I'm talking about. That was weird.
The old man is in everything. You're just getting inceptioned.
Or maybe not. Maybe I'm thinking of someone else.
It's this guy.
No, he isn't Django Unchained.
That second picture of him looks familiar. Other than that, I don't think I've ever seen him before in my life.
Django Unchained, he's the one where
is he Mission Impossible? Is he the dude from... No.
No. Django Unchained, he's the one who like likes to pretend to be French and stuff like that.
No.
Yeah.
No, that was someone else.
No, that's Don Johnson.
People are saying Nash Bridges, but I don't think...
It's like the same scene where like they're at the bar and Django says like spells out his name, but it's like the J is silent.
Here's my problem. I'm thinking of The Hateful Eight.
God damn it,
dude. That was my problem.
That would be different.
Don't think about that.
That was my problem. That's a great movie.
It's fine.
It's a great movie. It's a great film.
Fine.
It's a great film.
He's also going to be in Watchmen. HBO brings up Drewski 2K.
Interesting.
He's been in a lot. I remember him now. He's been in a lot of those trailers.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, the whole point of this is go out and watch the Peanut Butter Falcon. No, it's okay. Like, honestly, it's... I need to sit down and really think of my list. I know that we did a, like,
it's going to be a hard year.
But, like, this movie honestly changes a lot. Where it's like, Endgame did a lot of stuff. Like, it brought together and it was awesome. It was the conclusion of this giant thing. But I don't know, man. Walking out of this movie theater, I was like, mm-hmm. I want to watch the movie again. I want to, like, that world just fucking awesome that they made there.
Interesting.
Yeah. Could it be my number one? It has.
Damn. It's definitely possible.
There's potential.
Fuck, I'm excited to see
it. It's that good. I don't want to overhype it for any of you guys, but it might be the best movie you'll ever watch.
I
also, Shia LaBeouf, what a good actor. Yeah. Phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. I never doubted that. He was the best part of those Transformers movies. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't like the one scene with the balls?
I don't remember that scene. I blocked out a lot.
Or the scene in the first movie where the one Transformer pees on that one dude.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And it was
funny.
Like, oh, it's
funny. It's cute.
Yeah.
He was great in Holes.
Hey, he was very good in Holes.
Yeah.
And I hope, I don't know, maybe he's a crazy person, but I kind of want to see him in more stuff.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's another one where, like, this is what brought up the Robert Pattinson thing of, like, I want to go back and watch Shia LaBeouf stuff,
exactly,
and
right.
I want to go back and watch Robert Pattinson stuff.
The last thing I saw Shia LaBeouf before this was in a movie called Nymphomaniac, Parts 1 and Part 2.
Oh, interesting. Oh, I remember that.
Weird movie.
Yeah,
that was
a
Lars von
yeah.
something movie where they, like, have actual, like, they switch out characters for, like, porn stars and they have, like, actual sex scenes in the movie.
Yeah.
But just, like, Lars von Trier, like that.
That's it. That's mm-hmm. that's the guy.
It's got,
overall, like, it wasn't a good
it's got
movie.
A bunch of people. It's got
a lot of people.
Stellan Skarsgård, Shia LaBeouf, Jamie Bell, Uma Thurman, Willem Dafoe. Yeah, that was a weird one.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if I can recommend that one.
We need to figure out a name for the category of movies that we, like, kind of liked, but we don't know if we can recommend.
Yeah. Do you remember the, like, whole live stream that Shia LaBeouf did where he just, like, sat
watched,
in a theater
himself,
and rewatched
movies,
all of his
yeah.
movies? And it's just so, like, he's
I hope
such a
someday,
character.
I hope someday Tim can do that, you know?
Watch all
he's
the kind of funny lives.
He's gonna have to start now to watch all of the content he's
not
been
all
on.
The content.
No, like,
I don't know.
Every
whatever
kind of funny live, you know, like,
yeah,
have
something like
down.
That.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah,
I like that idea a lot.
And then there was also one of my favorite memories of, like, when Shia LaBeouf was in his really weird phase of, like, there was just, like, a random video that popped up of him in the middle of, like, kind of nowhere, hanging out with, like, a bunch of, like, stoner kids or whatnot, and he's just, like, kind of freestyle rapping and stuff like that. And I was like, what the fuck is this kid up to?
Yeah, I'm very excited to watch Honey Boy to get a little bit of, like, his life and see what.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like that'll give a lot of context and stuff like that. So I'm excited. Yeah.
But Peanut Butter Falcon, some of the best acting, an amazing story, just so much fun.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So I think
go
we
and
might
watch
go see it.
It
again on Sunday.
Yeah.
Fuck,
I might
I'm
have
so
to.
Excited,
I dude. Might have to go and see it tomorrow, because I don't know when it's gonna be, like, around. The Alamo isn't playing, is it? Is it?
I don't know.
You want to check?
I don't think so. It didn't pop up on the Showtimes thing.
Because I'd really like to go see it at the Alamo.
I feel like that's a perfect Alamo Drafthouse.
Absolutely.
Movie.
And I was also telling my mom about the popcorn at the Alamo.
Ooh, the truffle popcorn.
And I was like, we should go and just have the popcorn. I'm burping. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh god.
See how I keep it quiet?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin hates when we burp, and
I don't like it. It makes me really uncomfortable. Yeah. Now it's time for us to tell you what is out on streaming platforms.
We're not gonna talk about other things we've watched.
Oh, are there more?
Yeah, I watched.
Oh,
other
I'm sorry.
Things.
That was all I watched.
Oh, yeah. No, I watched way other stuff.
Oh no, really? Whoa.
So
sorry.
I started watching Four Weddings and a Funeral on Hulu.
Oh,
yeah. So it's created by Mindy Kaling and Patrick Warburton, who you may know from. I feel like he did.
Mindy Kaling's from The Office.
Yes. He also did stuff on the Mindy Show, which makes sense.
I hated that show so much.
It's Matt Warburton. I think I said Patrick, which I think is the other guy that did.
Patrick Warburton was, like, the original
Unfortunate Events,
and he was also the original Tick.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah,
the guy from he's in Seinfeld. Does the voice?
Yeah. He's in, like, an episode or something.
The Emperor's New Groove.
Yes, Kronk. And
Kronk,
then he's also, like, the neighbor in Family Guy and shit like that.
Yeah.
He's great. I love
him. Great smile.
I like it. It's based on the movie with Hugh Grant, which I've never seen, so I have no idea how it compares. But it's about group of friends who reunite for a wedding, and then the wedding doesn't really happen, and then everyone's kind of trying to pick up the pieces and stuff like that. Has the girl from Fast 7 that's like hangs out with Ludacris and does all the hacking stuff, which apparently is also in Game of Thrones.
Ramsay's.
She's really great and I love her. It's like a fun series. I think it's a mini series, so I think it is limited run. But if you have Hulu, I definitely recommend it. I liked it. I did like a whole weekend of like arts and crafts stuff and watching TV.
Oh, how's
last
that going? That's going well?
Yeah, it's really fun. I got another
good.
One.
Good. More about that later.
Yeah. So
on your Instagram,
it's really
I assume.
Yeah, I don't know that I've put up any pictures of it. It's this like weird little like
No, don't tell
thing.
Him. Let him look
it's
for it.
So yeah, I really liked it. And then I started watching The Family on
Oh,
Netflix.
Yeah. Now that's that weird documentary where it's like very conspiracy theory documentary
totally,
about.
Which I love. Yeah. I love shit like that. So it's about this like secretive religious group that is somehow tied into like a lot of political things. It's super weird, super conspiracy. And it's like, I don't know if this makes sense. On all the things, but because it has like weird cultish vibes, I'm super into it. I'm excited to finish it because I haven't watched the whole thing yet, but it's really good. Plus, this is a fun, weird thing. The guy that wrote it, directed it, it's like his story. His name is Jeff Charlotte, who I don't know. From Good Charlotte, yes. Jeff Charlotte. But one of like the dog accounts that I follow, it's like a dog musher in Alaska. She named one of her dogs after him because they're friends. And I was like, at the end of the episode, it was like based on a book by Jeff Charlotte. I was like the dog? And
the,
I got
the
very
dog
confused
is named Jeff Charlotte?
After this author guy.
But Jeff Charlotte, both names.
Uh-huh. It's Sharlett, not like Charlotte.
You're
like
just throwing letters
name
into the void there. I'm not going to lie to you.
People in the chat will understand that it's two different kinds of Charlotte. Anyways.
No, I was just saying that the dog has two names.
Oh, yeah. That's
in
his
full first
name. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Thomas
Janine
Coelho.
And Thomas with an apostrophe at the end of his name.
Named
the
after
fuck?
The English muffins. They're delicious.
Okay.
Thomas's English muffins are the best.
Are there? I don't know that.
There are other kinds.
Oh, yeah. They just don't matter then.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. There are other kinds. And as soon as you eat one, you'll be like, oh, this isn't the
they
right.
Don't have
but
the
an
nooks
English
and crannies
muffin compared to like, you know, a regular fucking muffin.
Okay, that's different. That's different things. They just happen
this
to have
for
a similar name.
This is a different
name
show. We don't they do have debatable anymore. Anyways, I watched those two things and they were very good. I'm excited to also finish Chloe.
Me too.
Finish.
I'm very excited to
Four
finish
Weddings.
Well.
The only thing that I don't like about Four Weddings and a Funeral is that it's a weekly thing. Like, they release one episode a week. So I caught up on like 6 episodes and I'm like, well, I'm just
going
to
wait
until it's done. I have no idea.
Okay.
I would imagine it's either 2 or 4.
I just feel like it's an easy Google away.
Probably. You know? Fine.
You don't have to. I don't care.
I mean,
care.
I already have it out. So.
I mean, there's so many best friends out there want to know.
I think the last one, I think it's only 8
talk
episodes.
You got to talk in your mic
there. I think it's 8 episodes.
There you go. Okay.
So
only
I've
2
watched.
More.
I guess I only watched 5.
Are you going to give Euphoria a try ever?
Also on my list. I think that'll be this weekend.
You're going to, like, I'm very excited for you to watch it.
Yeah. I think this weekend is going to be Glow Euphoria. Mm-hmm. Is it over?
Yes.
Oh, even better.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather just binge it all than
you can.
Have to watch it week
10
to week
hours.
And remember.
You'll be done.
10 hours. It's a lot.
Okay. Let's say 5 hours.
Even better.
There it is.
Did you just lie?
No.
Maybe?
No.
They're not full hour episodes?
Yes.
Oh, also, Rude, speaking of, how did all the To All the Boys I've Loved Before News not make it onto News for Screencast?
Oh,
this week.
I didn't see it in any of the news sites.
To All the Boys I Love Before got a date for release. It's February 12th, 2020. I will not be at work
that
day.
Don't nod me. Add that as a
news
story.
I will be
time
watching To All the Boys I've Loved Before. Okay. Will I force Tim to also do a To All the Boys I've Loved Before in review? Maybe, quite possibly, I've already planted the seeds for that one.
Do you think I'd like it, that movie?
Have you not watched the first one?
No.
I think so. I don't know that there's that much to not like. It's, yeah. I think, the best out of
do
the
you want
Netflix
me to watch
movie.
It?
I do want you to watch
it's
it.
It's a solid
how badly?
Rom-com.
Like, really badly.
Will you watch A Star Is Born?
No, not that badly.
Oh, fuck it then.
I don't see.
Fuck,
that's
he
just
got
a dis-
you.
That's
he
just
got
a dis-
you.
Shh.
I'm not a professional. You know
that's
what I mean?
Just a disservice to you if you don't watch it.
Same,
that doesn't affect me.
Same
at all.
With The Star Is Born, Joey.
Okay, but I've also seen the last version of A Star Is
that
Born.
That doesn't
with
matter.
Chris Christopherson and Barbara
that
Streisand, who
matter.
Are awesome. Anyways, hate chat. Don't do this. And then they also confirmed that they've started production on the third one, which is, I think, like Love and Forever Lara Jean, which is the main character.
The third book, right?
The third book, yeah. So they started production on it. So they're shooting it right now. So they shot two and three back to back.
The books are done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you haven't read them yet.
I have them. I've started reading the first one. I don't love it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So are you a real fan?
It got Alyssa really good. She read, I think, like 2 and 3 recently, like in a weekend. And at the end, she was real fucked up about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, that's my story.
Thank you.
It's a good story.
Thank you.
So that will be coming out soon. I'm very excited. They had a little fun teaser trailer thing with Lana Condor, who I love, Noah Centineo, who I love, Jordan Fisher, who I love.
Uh-huh.
He's great. He also streams on Twitch, which is cool. I just spilled some cereal. It's fine. I'm very excited. Comes out right before Valentine's Day. Comes out on a Wednesday night. Nick is excited because that's his date night with his wife. Ooh. So they're going to have a little pre-Valentine's Day date night.
Is that dude related at all to Lawrence Fishburne?
It's just Fisher, so no.
It's okay. A simple no would have been enough.
No, not related to Lawrence Fishburne.
Got it.
So yeah, that's my injection for the news.
Okay.
An hour late.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Out on streaming platforms, on Hulu, there's a movie called The Beach Bum, which is
I think caught both Matthew of us. Matthew McConaughey.
Yes. Did you watch it?
No, but I wanted to.
But you can now.
Where is it?
On Hulu in the United States.
Hmm.
Sorry, people not in the United States. And then Amazon Prime, we have Mindhunter Season 2.
Oh, Mindhunter Season 2 is on Netflix. I was talking to Lucy James about
this last night. Favorite fucking show.
It's on Netflix, you fucking idiot.
That's what I said.
No, you said on Amazon Prime, Mindhunter Season 2.
You did say that.
Oh, that's what my notes say.
Yes, definitely.
Fucking idiot.
I was talking to one Lucy James about this last night.
God, it's so good.
Because I'm saying Greg and Jen's because I'm on Portillo duty.
Oh.
I think, man... All of my weekend plans just got real complicated.
Dude, it's really good.
I know, but I feel like I haven't watched Mindhunter since it came out, which was like, 2 years ago?
And it makes me want to watch it again now.
I know. I think I'm going to start Mindhunter season 1 and then roll into season 2.
I did that a couple weeks ago. We're going
really long and
one.
I forgot there's a lot of submissions for this week's Patreon tier.
We're not going that long. We're at an hour 10.
That's not good. We should be much tighter than this.
The average episode length is an hour 45.
I know. It's so hard. Yeah. I love movies so much.
Really quick before you move on. Okay. Also on Netflix, dropped today is
Invader Zim.
Invader Zim, Enter the Florpus. Yeah. I watched this morning to bring up today on screencast.
And you didn't.
I was waiting for Out Now when you were going to bring
it
up.
Just kidding, you got it.
Also, you didn't talk about the trailer for the weird Netflix movie with Christina Milian where she wins in New Zealand.
Oh, I hated that trailer. That movie looks like it's going to be trash.
I'm still going to watch it.
Trash movies. I was going to include it, and I was like, no, there has to be a bar. And that's where it's at.
Anyway, Invader Zim, Enter the Florpus. It's great. It's basically just an hour-long episode, and they really nail the tone and the jokes and the animation that we all remember from when the show originally aired. It's great. It's weird, and I had a good old like hour-long flashback while watching it.
Is it an hour long? I thought it was 40 minutes.
It's an hour and 10.
Oh, wow.
Rocko's Modern Life is like 45 minutes or something like that.
I forgot that was out too.
So that's anyway, out, right? Invader Zim, if you're a fan, I highly recommend watching this.
Also Netflix?
That's Netflix, and it makes me want to go back and watch Invader Zim, but I think it's streaming. I think the show is streaming on Hulu. So
on where?
Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Good show.
How about that?
How about that? All right, and movie theaters near you. A bunch of movies came out this week. Didn't realize that.
Yeah. We were trying to see multiple of them last night. We just didn't have it in us. The timing didn't work out. We were going to have like 2 hour
I was
gaps.
Tired. I had to go to Hayward. It was fine.
But we were going to see it before.
Was it The Good Boys?
No. Good I was going to go. Well, I think you were going to see The Good Boys.
We were going to see two different movies.
And then before that, we were trying to see Where'd You Go, Bernadette?
Oh, right. We should have done that. Damn it.
I know.
So we have 47 Meters Down, Uncaged.
I watched the first one and it's one of those, I didn't hate it, but I don't recommend you watch it.
I can't tell you to watch it, but I did.
Yeah. I like all of those like shitty disaster
I know
kind
you
of
do.
Movies.
Yeah.
I know.
Then we also have Angry Birds Movie 2, Blinded by the Light.
Man, I just don't care about Springsteen enough to go see it.
Good Boys. And
which you want to go see, right?
Yeah, I do.
And I've heard good things about it.
And Where'd You Go, Bernadette?
which I liked the book. Yes, it's a weird format of a book. It's all written in like emails and memos and all sorts of stuff.
That's what everyone loves, reading emails.
Kevin loves emails. Everybody send Kevin emails. But he doesn't
know how to use Gmail, you know? It's weird.
Or hey, Slack. Man. Or the calendar.
Hey, man, she said on Slack that she had Slacked to me. I don't know if that's true.
I don't think it is.
All right, so last week I asked you for your top three movies of the year. For next week, I want to ask you, what's the best, like, small title movie that didn't get promoted anywhere that
like
you...
indie movie? Or yeah. Most underrated movie?
Yeah, let's call it that. Most underrated movie you've seen. Because The Peanut Butter Falcon has changed my shit, guys. Yeah. I'm blown away by it. I want everyone else to go watch it. And it's crazy because I haven't seen a trailer for it anywhere.
Yeah.
That, like, I didn't
like,
have to go look for
it. Like, not playing in theaters. I don't feel like I've ever seen one.
And so what movie did you watch that you were like, man, this is amazing?
And no one's talking
and
about
no
it.
And no one talked about it. Let me know.
Is that limited to this year or is it just in general?
No, just in general.
Okay.
Yeah, movies that the world missed out on and they shouldn't have.
Go watch Brooklyn and the Way, Way Back because those are my two.
So yeah, top three movies. So many of you wrote in. Thank you so much for doing that. We appreciate the support. And now let's talk about your movies. KCW says, I'm omitting Endgame as it is a given, but my top three this year in no order, Hobbs and Shaw, John Wick 3, Dragon Ball, Super, Broly.
Interesting. I forgot that came out this year.
A lot of people, well, not a lot, like three people put it in their list.
A significant amount of people.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on here?
Suburbanite Slob.
There it is. Suburbanite Slob. I couldn't, the letters weren't going in the right order. two of my three favorite movies of the year are boring and predictable, but I want to shout out Batman versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh.
This movie is a step above the usual DCAU animated universe, I believe,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Movies and doesn't get enough love.
Interesting. Really, I feel like I haven't heard anybody talk about that, really.
Yeah.
I've heard better things.
I think I have it on my Voodoo account.
I've heard better things about it than Batman Hush, which also just came out recently.
Based on the comic?
Yeah.
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 Interesting.
All right, and then we have Mitch Krasen says, Endgame number one, number two, Us.
Oof.
Number three, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Toy Story 4 gets a shout out. Love that one. Lee Polero says, Avengers Endgame, duh, the obvious one. Booksmart, really wish this did better in theaters. I was crying, and it was so good. Toy Story 4, was it needed? No. Toy Story 3 ended very well, but this one hit me hard, and it was so good. A story featuring Bo Peep and having a definite end to, and I'm omitting that last bit.
For spoilers' sake.
Yeah, I think Toy Story 4.
It rounds out the story.
I think Toy Story 4 has a more conclusive end than Toy Story 3.
Oh, we disagree on that.
Yeah.
I think it could have ended at 3. I don't hate that 4 exists.
I like what 4 does. And I'm happy I wasn't on the review for that because it's like I strongly disagreed with everyone else.
Mm.
And I didn't want to sit there call them dum-dums all day. All right, who
do
we else
that
we
off
have?
Camera all the time.
Yeah. Surf 31, best films of 2019 so far, Lego Movie 2, Toy Story 4, Spider-Man Far From Home. An interesting list.
Wait, was it Lego Movie 2?
Toy Story 4, Spider-Man Far From Home.
Interesting.
Yeah. Zombie High X32 says, I'm leaving Endgame off the list because it's obvious and probably other people favorite as well, but mine are The Farewell, I Want to Eat Your Pancreas, it debuted in 2019 in America, 2018 in Japan, and then also Us. Oof. Weird that Us is making it so many people's lists.
I mean,
sucks so bad.
We have to admit that we're in the minority on that. That like,
we are we? I feel like it's pretty well split.
No, it's not.
I think it's pretty split.
It's really? Pretty split. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone that I've talked to in person has been like, that movie was not good.
I feel like I've had.
And I talked to a lot of people about 50-50 movies.
50-50 conversations about like people really liked it or they were kind of like meh about it. I haven't met anybody that hates it.
I hate it.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I really don't like it. Sam Mosier says, my favorite films 2018 so far. I should stop reading the when they include that. Last Black Man in San Francisco is number one. The Farewell is number two. Number three, High Life, a movie I'm very excited to see.
Interesting. Barrett, you might be excited to hear this. I was in my local corner store the other day.
I wasn't done.
But you said the last
she's
black
got
man
an
in San Francisco.
Anecdote, okay, so
the last black man in San Francisco. In my local corner store, looking for Cheez-Its. Then this girl walks in and she's like, "Oh my gosh, how are you?" Talking to this other guy at the counter. Big movie star now, the guy with all the tattoos and last black man in San Francisco was just like hanging out in my corner store.
Fun fact: one of my buddies from high school is like an extra in that movie, and I like was able to see him in the background at one point. I was like, "That's the one suit he always wears. I can see him. I know who that is.
I recognize that suit."
It was great.
Was that a fun fact? Yeah.
It was a little anecdote.
No,
Kevin.
I know. I'm kidding. I'm just saying both anecdotes didn't have to happen.
Yeah.
Sam continues and says, "I guess I'm a full blown A24 fanboy at this point. I get it,
Welcome.
My bro."
Welcome.
Shout outs to Booksmart and Endgame 2. Sarah Moser says, "My number one movie for this year is definitely Endgame. No question about it. In terms of other movies, I probably enjoyed Spider-Man, Hobbs and Shaw more than anything else I've seen so far. Also, Barrett, your news jingle is awesome."
News.
Oh, God, it's really good. loves the show. Kevin, you're a great host. Thanks. The Nanobiologist, top four. Which is like, why, Nano? Why would you include Josiah Astor in your top three?
Don't even say his number four. Fuck him, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck him!
All right, I guess we'll start at number three then. Detective Pikachu. Number two, Aladdin. Number one, Endgame. Then he says, duh.
I feel like we might have to do some caveats for our top 10 list at the end of the year.
No, because like... You know, we shouldn't be like, oh, but you can't include Endgame. I feel like that, like, if it's everyone's number one, then it's everyone's number one. Will it be everyone's number one? I don't know. Maybe we should check out Peanut Butter Falcon and see what you think.
Honestly, that's like a real thing of like, does it eclipse Endgame? It's
and
hard because
it's
there's
hard,
so much history
Endgame,
behind
yeah.
Endgame, but I don't know.
Richard says John Wick Chapter 3.
Also, that's what I bumped for Peanut Butter Falcon.
Yeah. Toy Story 4 and Booksmart. A great list. Mm-hmm. Let me see if we have one that's really different because we're getting a lot of people that are saying similar stuff.
The last one seems a little different.
Yeah. BJ Bernardo says Alita Battle Angel. Really fun movie.
A lot of people were replying to the kind of funny tweet about that.
Yeah. I thought Alita Battle Angel was an excellent movie. Did it crack my top 10? Maybe. I have to sit down and build the more comprehensive list at the end of the year. John Wick 3. I don't know that it did. It was cool visually, but John Wick 3, best action movie this year. I don't disagree with that. And then Avengers Endgame, duh. That wasn't that different.
I mean, the other two were.
John Wick 3?
Yeah.
I feel like
how
I said that a little bit.
Okay. Well, Alita.
Let's do one more. Dennis J says, "I feel like I'm in the minority writing of people writing in that don't have Endgame in their top three."
Ooh.
But mine is Us, shocker, Rocket Man in mid-90s.
Mid-90s didn't
which came out in 2019 here in Ireland.
Okay, I'll give that to you.
No, I'll give it to him. I'll give it to him.
He can't help it that it's not in Ireland
fair.
Until
you know
now.
I mean?
Mid-90s is very good.
I thought it was okay.
Mid-90s?
Yeah.
Oh, that's your opinion.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming and watching our show. I hope you enjoyed today's screencast. If you want to follow us on the social media, you can follow Joey at Joey Noel everywhere. You know?
Except for Reddit, but not like anyone follows anybody on Reddit.
Yeah, it's not a thing that people do. You can also follow me at Kinda Funny Kevin everywhere. That's also my handle on Reddit, so... Nailed it.
Fucking nailed it, dude.
Yeah, nailed it. Go out and watch The Peanut Butter Falcon because it is the best movie I've seen in a long time. Bye.